Before we move on to our next story, I just want to bring you some news just reaching us. The number of people receiving social welfare income supports has increased to over 700,000. That's according to figures just released from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. We'll be talking to Ingrid Miley, our employment and industry correspondent, about those numbers a little later on the news at one. But now let's get the latest on COVID-19 with Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent. And Fergal, I want to talk to you first of all about testing, because the controversy around delays of people who are waiting for tests and also for results. You've been hearing from a lot of people who are impacted by this and it's causing problems. What are they telling you?
Yes, I've received many emails and other messages from people who are anxious about delays. Patients who are either waiting for a test or waiting for the result of a test. And these delays can cause upset and concern, obviously for the patient, but also for their family and friends who are anxious too. And it can cause difficulties in terms of their employment if they're working and their employer needs to know the status of how things are. We haven't had any exact data on the scale of the backlog on testing or precise data on delay times. We have been told, you know, it can run from 7 to 10 days, but certainly I've been aware of cases that have gone to 15, 17 days and there are other reports of long delays. Now, the HSC is hoping to get up to 4,500 tests a day this week. They did drop out to 1,500 or so a day last week, and that was due to the well-publicised problems with securing lab reagent products to do tests. And swabs were sent to Germany last week, and the first of 2,000 results are due back soon, later this week. And the HSC says it has sourced an alternative supply of reagents, but it's going to need time to assess the quality of that reagent before it's put to use. Work's also underway to have 50 test centres for communities across the country in place. And along with the National Virus Reference Laboratory at University College Dublin, there are 18 hospital laboratories involved. So it is a very big project to get this testing done.
Okay, and just on another front, private health insurance, Fergal, there are 2 million people in this country who have private health insurance. The system, as we know, has completely changed now, but there are consequences for those people who are already being treated in the private healthcare system.
Yes, I mean, unintended consequences, no doubt, because of this emergency measures that have to be put in place by the government. But with private hospitals now effectively taken over by the state, and half of the country's private health, half of the country covered by private health insurance, so over 2 million people, people with private health insurance are in something of a limbo. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association said today the treatments affected include patients with possible cancer-related symptoms, post-operative wounds, blocked catheter issues, pain management issues have been raised with me by some patients, and the continuity of care is a major issue here. We also have, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association says, a large number of outpatient consultations at private hospitals affected, and these outpatient departments will be shut or may be shut. And you'll see waiting lists too. So it's a problem. Now, private health insurers are trying to deal with it. They did meet with Department of Health officials here. I'm at the Department of Health now. And further meetings are planned on this. Two things here. They'll have to deal with this issue because it affects so many people with ongoing care and continuity of care. But also it's expected that private health insurers, Laya, VHI and others, will probably reduce people's monthly private health subscriptions for the duration of the emergency, because if access to care is gone, people will wonder, well, why pay for private health insurance?
Okay, what are you paying for, Fergal? Thank you very much for that update. More updates from Fergal Bowers throughout the day.